Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish.
Welcome back to the Coffee Break Spanish Show. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Concha. ¿Cómo estás, Marc?
Estoy muy bien. ¿Y tú? ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. Estoy perfectamente. Muy contenta de estar aquí.
Estoy bien. Estás bien. We're talking about estar, but we're also talking about ser again today, aren't we?
Yes, exactly. In another one of our weekly episodes when we help you improve your Spanish one coffee break at a time.
Talking of which, if you would like one of these beautiful Coffee Break Spanish mugs, then you can find a link underneath this video if you're watching the video version, or if you're listening to the podcast, then you can head to coffeebreakgiftshop.com to get your own Coffee Break Spanish mug. Now, we've mentioned the video version and the podcast version. Regardless of where you're watching or listening, make sure you subscribe to our podcast feed or our video channel here on YouTube to get more episodes like this.
Eso es.
Now, we are talking about ser and estar, as we've already mentioned today. We're taking it further from last episode and talking about the exceptions to the rule, or where it changes meaning depending on which verb we use.
Exacto.
¿Vamos a empezar?
Empecemos.
So, as we've said, ser and estar both mean to be, but they can sometimes both be used in a sentence, but it might change the meaning of the sentence in English.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it changes, sometimes it doesn't. So remember that in the previous episode, we talked about identity for ser and circumstance with estar. So I'll give you an example when the meaning of the adjective that follows doesn't change.
Okay.
So if I say soy soltera, I'm single. That means I'm single.
Yeah.
But I can also say estoy soltera. Yeah. And that also means I'm single.
Yeah. But there we're talking about, again, the identity versus the circumstance. So if you say soy soltera or soy soltero, it means you identify as a single person.
Eso es.
Whereas if you say estoy soltera or soltero, then it means that at the moment you're single, you don't have a partner, and there's that's the circumstance in a sense.
Exactly. That's my temporary circumstance. Yeah. So that's why I am deciding to use estar.
Perfecto. Okay. Vale. But they do sometimes change meaning, don't they?
Eso es. Yes. So that's what we are going to be looking at today. So different, the most common words, when if they go with ser, they mean something. If they go with estar, they mean something else.
Okay. And for each word here, we're going to go through a list of adjectives. And for each word, we'll give you some example sentences where you can hear both the meaning with ser and the meaning with estar.
Exacto.
Shall we make a start with abierto?
Vamos allá. So, abierto. Ser abierto is not the same as estar abierto. So, if I say, mi padre es muy abierto, puede hablar con todo tipo de personas.
So, in that case, my father is very open. He's a very open person. He can speak with lots of types of people.
Exacto. So, I'm talking about a personality trait.
Yeah.
So, I'm taking that as part of his identity as a person.
Sometimes it helps if you can take the English adjective and put it into the sentence, he or she is a very blank person, then it inherently means that you're talking about someone's identity and their characteristics as a person, their personality trait, as Concha said. So there, mi padre es muy abierto, puede hablar con todo tipo de personas. Pero también podemos hablar de abierto con estar.
Eso es. Por ejemplo, la tienda está abierta hasta las 11.
So there, in a sense, the usual meaning of open, of abierto. La tienda está abierta hasta las 11. This shop is open until 11.
Exactly.
Okay. Entonces, let's take another adjective.
Vale. Pues tenemos listo o lista.
Mm-hmm. So listo can have two meanings depending on whether we're using ser and estar. Let's hear an example with ser.
So if I say, es muy lista y por eso aprende muy rápido. Mm-hmm. So we are talking about a person who is very smart, mm-hmm. and that is why they learn so quickly, or that's why she learns so quickly, because we use the feminine form of the adjective.
Por lista, sí. So es muy lista, she is very clever, y por eso aprende muy rápido. And for that reason, she learns very quickly. So that's listo or lista with ser.
Mm-hmm.
But when we use listo or lista with estar,
it changes drastically. Exacto. So I can say, en 5 minutos estaré lista. Mm-hmm. And that means in 5 minutes, I will be ready.
Ready. Okay, so you're not going to be clever in 5 minutes.
No, no cleverer than just now, at least.
Well, it depends. If you're listening to Coffee Break Spanish, then maybe you'll get a little bit more clever.
Definitely.
But yeah, that means you're going to be ready. Estaré listo or lista in your case.
Eso
es. En 5 minutos, in 5 minutes, estaré listo or lista. Mm-hmm. I will be ready.
Exacto. So ser listo means to be clever or to be smart, and estar listo o lista, to be ready.
Perfecto. Let's look at ser claro and estar claro.
Ah, muy interesante. Sí. Vale, ser claro. I'm going to give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Me gusta que el sofá sea claro. Va muy bien con el resto de los muebles.
Okay.
So, I like that the couch is light, of a light color, mm-hmm. let's say, because it goes well with the rest of the furniture. It goes, yeah, va muy bien con el resto de los muebles. So in this case, we are talking about the color, mm-hmm. or the shade of color.
The shade, yeah.
Exactly, of something.
So me gusta que el sofá sea claro. I like that the sofa is light. I like it that the sofa is light.
Mm-hmm.
Va muy bien con el resto de los muebles. It goes very well with the rest of the furniture.
Eso es, sí.
But we can also use claro with estar.
Exacto, y tiene otro significado completamente diferente.
Claro.
So,
claro.
Eso es. So if we look at an example, no entendía la diferencia, pero ahora está clara.
So, I didn't understand the difference, but now it is clear.
Exacto.
Not light, not light colored, but clear. Claro, clara.
Eso es.
And we're using clara here because we're talking about la diferencia.
Sí, femenino.
Perfecto.
Vale.
Shall we move on to another word, another adjective?
Sí. ¿Qué te parece si hablamos de bueno?
Me parece buena idea.
Ah, perfecto. Vale, pues el ejemplo es, este ordenador es muy bueno. Tiene 5 años y aún funciona perfectamente.
So, this computer is very good. It's 5 years old and it still works perfectly.
Exacto. So, we are talking about the quality of the computer. It's very good.
Yeah. But when we use bueno or buena with estar, it takes on, it's used in a very specific circumstance for talking about food, and it takes on a different meaning.
Eso es. So, for example, if we talk about esta paella está muy buena. ¿Quién la ha hecho?
So this paella is really good. It's really tasty.
Eso es.
¿Quién la ha hecho? Who made it?
Exacto. So it's more related to the taste, to how rich the food is.
Mm-hmm.
Eso es.
And just to be clear, that ¿quién la ha hecho? Mm-hmm. There's 3 words in there, la ha hecho, who it has made.
Ajá, exacto. So, quién, who, it, la is related to paella. That's mm-hmm. why we're using the singular word. And this is a pronoun, so it's substituting to not repeat paella all the time.
Exactly. Eso okay, es. Good. Now, if we've talked about bueno, then we should also talk about malo, because that also can change its meaning.
Eso es, sí. So, if we use malo with ser, let's look at an example. Mm-hmm. Espero que el tiempo mañana no sea malo.
Nice example with a lovely subjunctive.
Mm-hmm.
Espero que el tiempo mañana no sea malo. I hope that the temperature tomorrow isn't bad.
Exactly. So the first meaning that comes to mind when you say it's bad, something is bad. Mm-hmm. But if we use malo or mala with estar, the meaning changes again. Mm-hmm. So esta manzana está mala, no sabe nada bien. That would mean that this apple, tastes a little strange. Mm-hmm. It has a strange taste, like it's gone bad.
It's gone bad, yeah, it's gone off or something like that. So esta manzana, this apple, está mala. It is bad,
mm-hmm.
but it's gone bad, it's gone off. No sabe nada bien. And that sabe is an interesting verb. It's not from the verb saber, meaning to know.
No, it's from the verb saber, meaning to taste.
Yeah, so two verbs meaning, or two verbs which both are saber, but they have two different meanings.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
No sabe nada bien. It doesn't taste nice at all.
Eso es.
Okay. I think we've got time for one more. And what we're going to do is one that I've come across many times, and it is reservado.
Hmm.
Because
sí.
I think this is something we see when we're out and about. We might be seeing a seat or a place in somewhere where it is reservado.
Yes.
But it's got a different meaning when we're talking about people.
Yes, exactly. So when we talk about people, we use the verb ser. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we could say, Luis es muy reservado. Nunca nos cuenta nada.
Yeah.
So that means that Luis is reserved. So he's a shy, a reserved person. Nunca nos cuenta nada. He never tells us anything.
Yeah, okay. But if we're talking about a table in a restaurant, for example, mm-hmm. we could say, lo siento, señora. If you go up to the waiter or the waitress looking for a table, and you might hear, lo siento, señora, esta mesa está reservada. Puede sentarse en esta otra. You can sit in this other one.
Exacto. So if you go to a restaurant in a Spanish-speaking country, you would say, esta mesa está reservada.
Yeah. Is this table reserved? You're not describing the inherent characteristics of the table.
It's not a personality trait of the table. No. The table is not shy.
Exactly. And interestingly, in English, we've got that word reserved, which we can use in both senses. So we can describe a person as being reserved and a table as being reserved. But when you're remembering which one to use there, remember to use the correct verb to describe the kind of reservedness that you're talking about.
Eso es.
That's all we've got time for in this episode, talking about these words. And it's not an exhaustive list. There are other words. And we've included a few of them in the blog article, but I'll tell you about that in just a moment.
Perfecto.
So as I said, we have got a blog article which will help you take this a little further and see a few more examples of words which change their meaning depending on whether they're using estar or ser. Mm-hmm. And we've included the link for that article in the description of this podcast episode.
Eso es. So we hope you have enjoyed this lesson. If you want a little bit more help with your Spanish, you can sign up for our free email lessons. So just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Spanish. And yeah, just look out for the next mini lesson in your inbox.
In your inbox, you'll find lessons about grammar, about vocabulary, about expressions, about cultural aspects
little
of Spanish.
Faces.
Lots of different things.
Yeah.
And we hope that you enjoy that. But of course, remember to sign up for that. Pues eso es todo por hoy.
Pues sí, eso es todo por hoy. Muchas gracias, Mark.
Gracias a ti y gracias a vosotros.
Dices.
Y hasta la próxima.
And happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.